prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got a couple great topics to cover today. Also, a couple announcements we have to make. We're going to talk about breakfast. Breakfast higher in protein shows some promise for overweight children. After that, we're going to be discussing a new anti-inflammatory patch that's available over the counter. A couple announcements I want to make first of all. For those of you who didn't tune in last week, we have a secret word contest. We're going to be doing it for a long, long time. Right now, during a commercial break during the first hour and the second hour of the show, you'll hear a secret word given in between some commercial spots. Get that secret word, email it to us at onair@superhumanradio.com, and you are entered to win the weekly prize. This week's prize is $200 worth of product from Quest Nutrition. You can choose from Quest Protein Bars, Quest Protein Potato Chips, Quest Protein Powder, or anything that they have on their website. So listen hard during the commercial breaks. Don't tune them out. And see if you can get the secret word and email it into us quickly. The winner will be announced on this week's Casual Friday, so you want to listen for that as well. Secondly, do you blog about health, fitness, longevity, physical culture, nutrition, supplementation? If you do, you would make a good guest blogger for superhumanradio.com. We get hundreds of thousands of visitors every single week. We get close to 1 million visitors a month. And what better way to get exposure than to be featured as a guest blogger at superhumanradio.com. If you want to be a guest blogger, email us at onair@superhumanradio.com. Tell us a little bit about yourself, what your passion is, and also what type of topics you like to blog about, and Alex Leaf, our news director, will get back in touch with you and arrange to have you submit a blog for publishing on our website. And lastly, have you heard of Periscope? Well, we did. We're going to set up a Periscope channel here in the studio. You will be able to watch the show live on Periscope Monday through Friday from noon to 2 Eastern within the next week. So stay tuned for that, and we'll tell you how to hook up with us on Periscope. Okay, let's get started. Welcome to the show, Dr. Jamie Baum. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
So, you recently published a paper. You are with the University of Arkansas Department of Food Sciences, and you also had a couple other groups involved, right? The Health and Human Performance and Recreational Departments at the University of Arkansas. Looking at the different macronutrient compositions of breakfast meals and how it affected children in energy expenditure, satiety, and a couple other things. What made you do this? What questions were you trying to answer? Why?
So about 10 years ago, I finished my PhD in the lab of Dr. Don Lehman at the University of Illinois,
right.
And we were studying the impact of high-protein diets during weight loss in adults. So that's where I really got the interest in protein. And what we found is when these adults were on isocaloric weight loss diets, so diets that were the same calories, but one was a bit higher in protein than the other, the subjects tended to lose more weight but maintain muscle and increase fat loss. And this has been shown dozens of times by several labs. And then, actually, I moved to food industry for a few years, and I was working in the baby food and children's nutrition industry.
Mm.
And in the back of my mind, I kept still thinking about the effect of protein. And then during that time, data came out that actually showed that infants who eat high-protein formula have an increased risk for developing obesity by the age of 3. So I stepped back and looked at the literature and realized that no one's actually looking at high-protein diets in school-age children, so children from around 8 to 12 years. And one reason for this is probably just because they're in school for 9 months of the year, so they're a difficult population to get into the laboratory. So when I moved to the University of Arkansas, this was one of the first studies I proposed, was looking at this group of 8 to 12-year-old children. I mean, especially in my area, over 90% of the kids in my school district get free or on free and reduced priced lunch and breakfast.
Right.
And the quality of this food is actually pretty poor. So I wanted to show, because another part of my job is I work in nutrition extension, so I wanted to educate my community on the impact of macronutrient composition at breakfast, and that it can really have a big impact in children.
Can I ask you to go back? Did you say a moment ago that high-protein formulas actually cause children to be more obese?
It was a predicting study. So it was a professor in Germany where they fed infants normal formula and then higher protein formula, which is not in sort of the normal standard of formula development. This was in Europe. And they did based on weight gain and growth in these children on the higher formula, they found that they were weighed more at age two.
Oh, okay, so weighed more. They didn't do a DEXA scan. They could have been more muscle.
It could have, but babies.
Yeah, I mean, they don't know. They just know that the babies were heavier. They don't know if the increase in mass was a result of lean body mass or fat mass. Is that correct, right, or am I wrong?
Yeah, that's correct. And I mean, one of the issues I had with these studies, because they got a lot of attention, is that they were doing trajectories into the future, claiming that these children were going to be, you know, overweight teenagers and adults. So there's lots of things that happen between, you know, the age of two and teenage years that can also contribute to
This is such a big frustration of mine. I don't want to derail this discussion, but it's like, you know, the whole BMI thing, the whole, like, oh, the scale means everything. You know, if these babies were putting on more muscle, then muscle is metabolic currency. Chances are they're going to be guarded against obesity as they get older. I mean, it's just a silliness. But anyway, okay.
The company I was working for was invested in this study, so, you know, I didn't really say much. But I do think that it was just strong conclusions with maybe not, like you said, the DEXA and other data.
Yeah.
Okay. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
So since I live in Arkansas, we're the third fattest state in the nation. As of last year, we moved up from number 9. And about 30% of our children are overweight or obese. So that's where I really got interested in this study because, I'm not sure if your listeners are aware, but, you know, breakfast and the timing of protein intake and how much protein do you really need, all of that over the last couple of years has really become a hot topic in the nutrition world. So, but most of these studies focus on adults.
Yes.
So this study was novel because it's looking at children. And the effect of just increasing protein in the breakfast.
So describe the study. How were the groups set up? What did they get?
Okay, so this study, it was a randomized crossover design. So that means as we recruited children, so this was a rolling admission study. So it took place over the course of about a year. And so as children were enrolled in the study, they were randomly assigned a first breakfast. So either a protein-based breakfast or a carbohydrate-based breakfast, and I'll explain what those were in a second. And then they waited 1 week, and they came back to our laboratory and ate a second breakfast, so the breakfast that they didn't receive the first time. So the protein breakfast was 21% protein, 52% carbohydrates, and 27% fat. So it was about 18 grams of protein, where the high-carbohydrate breakfast was about 4% protein or 3 grams of protein, 67% carbs, and 29% fat. So they were held constant for fat and pretty similar in calories. But what I'd like to point out is most of the literature in humans, that's done with at least 30% protein, and they see a metabolic change. And here we were just at 20% protein. So based on the results, which we'll discuss in a minute, it's really a small amount of protein
right.
to see a really big metabolic change. So basically, when they came to the lab on the first visit, this was the same between both study days. We did some baseline measurements, so we measured their fasting blood glucose levels. We did a baseline appetite assessment, so how hungry did they feel or how much food did they think they could eat, and a resting energy expenditure, so the amount of calories their bodies were using at rest. And they came in after not having eaten the night before.
Did you use a calorimeter to assess the
We used an indirect calorimeter. A metabolic card is often used also in exercise-type studies.
Right.
But this, for resting energy expenditure, they put a hood over the head instead of a mouthpiece.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So basically we fed them then one of these two breakfasts at took time zero, and then we took all of these measurements over a four-hour period. So the same measurements, glucose, appetite, and energy expenditure, to see if it changed in response to the macronutrient content of the breakfast. And then at the end of the four-hour testing period, we provided them with an ad libitum lunch buffet. So this was just one child at a time, and the parent could stay during the testing, the metabolic testing, but they weren't allowed to be in the room for the lunch, so the kids couldn't be persuaded by parental influence.
Right.
Because we had about 20 to 30 items on the buffet. Some were deemed healthy choices and some less healthy choices. So we let them eat, and they were instructed to stop when they felt full.
And so when you looked at the group that had the initial breakfast was the higher protein, which is really modest, as you point out, in protein,
right.
How did they react to the satiety portion of this?
So all kids, regardless of weight group, following the high-protein breakfast, were less hungry over the four-hour period. They felt more full. They had a decreased desire to eat. And they prospective food consumption, which is how much do they think they could eat, was less in both normal weight and overweight children. So just a small amount of protein. And the breakfast composition, we kept fiber out of the equation, so we didn't use whole grains,
right,
because we really wanted to do a protein evaluation. So really, the children on the protein breakfast, they had white toast with a little bit of butter on it, an egg with two egg whites, and I believe some orange juice, where the high-carbohydrate kids had, a frozen waffle with syrup, butter, and orange juice. So really, we kept fiber at a minimum. So we saw these effects just with protein.
That's amazing. And I would have thought you'd give them three eggs to get the 18 grams, but I guess you're also getting a couple grams of protein from the bread as well, right? Is that you're counting
right.
that protein in there as well?
Right.
Just curious, why not just give them three eggs? Why the two egg whites? Were you worried that the fat would also affect gastric emptying and make them feel more satisfied?
Yeah, because we also wanted, it's fat, and we wanted to keep it 30% or less, or around 30% of fat. So originally we had tried two eggs, and then that wasn't enough protein, and then the fat went up. So this was sort of what we had to work out to keep around 30% fat, and then in the same similar amount of calories between the two diets.
Now, the carbohydrate-centric breakfast, how was that made up? What were the components of that meal?
So that was a store brand frozen waffle with maple syrup and some butter, and then I think half a cup of orange juice, so about 4 ounces of orange juice. So, something you would probably find in a lot of freezers.
A lot of kids would eat that. We were just talking to a young boy this weekend, and his normal breakfast routine is a big glass of orange juice. And I actually took him to Kroger's. Because Kroger's sells, young kids have a hard time telling their parents what they want. Quite often, they don't even know what they want or need to eat in the morning. And the parents are busy, too. So instead of putting this burden on his mom, I said, let's go to Kroger's. They have already boiled and already shelled hard-boiled eggs in six eggs in a bag. And he likes green apples. I said, have two eggs in the morning and a green apple instead of a glass of orange juice. You'll probably fare better, in the morning and feel better as well. So, it's amazing to me how many children just eat a high carbohydrate breakfast in the morning of cereal and orange juice. It's just shocking to me.
Yeah, and because it's convenient. So, for this study, we scrambled the eggs and we prepared everything. But honestly, it maybe took 5 minutes to prepare the high-protein breakfast, and it took the same amount of time to prepare the higher-carbohydrate breakfast. So while the toast was toasting, we scrambled the egg. So I think, there's this conception that, cooking something from scratch takes more time. But, with hard-boiled eggs, you can just buy a dozen and boil them on a Sunday. And
yeah.
And all throughout.
They'll easily last a week, easily.
Yeah. And there's also, convenience foods with, I think breakfast sandwiches are big on the market at the moment that are higher in protein. So, there are also convenient alternatives that are higher in protein.
Yeah.
And whole grains.
Here's what I want to do. I want to take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, I'd like to talk about resting energy expenditure and some other components of this this study. We're talking right now with Dr. Jamie Baum. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The secret word is epigenetic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Jamie Baum about higher protein in children's breakfast, especially overweight children. We're going to get into that, too, because the overweight and normal weight children seem to have some different responses here, and I'm curious as to your hypothesis about why that was. But let's talk about energy expenditure now. So what did you see in the overweight children who received the higher protein content breakfast versus the higher carbohydrate breakfast?
Sure. So for energy expenditure, it's just, you know, the amount of calories your body is expending. So one interesting finding we found is that, and this has been shown in the literature out of some groups in Spain, that obese children have just a higher resting energy expenditure than normal weight children, and this is probably due to the fact that they have more mass to support. And the same is true also for adults. And then, so what we did is after the breakfast, we measured energy expenditure over 4 hours, and with the normal weight children, we saw no change, or no difference, I should say, between the protein breakfast versus the carbohydrate breakfast. But when we looked at the overweight children, we saw that higher protein breakfast significantly increased energy expenditure, or the amount of calories being burned compared to the high carbohydrate breakfast. So this indicated to us that there's probably something different metabolically that's happening in an overweight child versus a normal weight child.
And you don't think it's just simply because the more body mass they have, so they're burning more calories? Like maybe, I guess, a normal weight child who has a high protein meal, maybe the resting energy expenditure elevation isn't as evident because they aren't carrying all that excess mass?
I don't really think that's the case, because they do, the normal weight children go up in energy expenditure with both breakfasts, so they don't stay baseline. I think it's really, there's lots of evidence in adults that after a high protein breakfast, there's increased energy expenditure, because it takes your body more energy to break down protein and peptide bonds in protein than it does glucose bonds and carbohydrates.
Right.
So, one reason I thought could be because it really wasn't that high of an amount of protein, you know, only 20% versus 3%. But my guess is that this data kind of parallels what people see in adults. So it seems that adults who are, in their 20s or 30s, normal weight, relatively fit, you don't really see a difference between a high carbohydrate versus a high protein meal, because these people are metabolically healthy. They're able to be challenged with a meal and process it.
Right.
Really, when you're seeing the effects of higher protein is in a sort of metabolically stressed situation. So under weight loss, where people tend to be overweight or obese, and then you're putting them in a deficit, so that's stressing the system, or type 2 diabetics who have a different type of metabolic stress, or heart patients. So my theory is that you have to, or like exercise, you're stressing your body during exercise, so then you see an effect of protein. So my theory is that maybe you have to be metabolically challenged to see the health benefits of protein, whether you're a child or an adult.
Okay. So obviously in the overweight group, having the high protein breakfast elevated their resting metabolic rate, which means that they're burning more calories just sitting around, right?
Right. And of those calories, it seems that more fat is being oxidized with the high protein breakfast. So more fat's being broken down compared to the high carbohydrate breakfast. So not only are they burning more calories, the type of calories they seem to be using is different.
But that's another one. Alex Leaf and I were messaging back and forth a little while ago. That was also kind of beguiling, because the normal weight kids did not see this substrate utilization shift to the great degree that the overweight children did. Do you just think it's because they just had more fat to burn, so the body says, I'll give up the fat?
It could be, but you didn't see the change with the carbohydrate diet in the overweight kids and had the same amount of fat. So, I don't really know the answer to that one.
I wonder if insulin plays a role in that, so children who tend to have more stable insulin levels, maybe, the body won't go after the body fat as quickly as the children who maybe have, a greater fluctuation. And I would wonder, I would have to believe that insulin levels are even slightly higher in a slightly overweight child than in a normal weight child.
Yeah, so we didn't measure insulin, which is one of the flaws of this study, because we just used a finger stick for glucose. But we do have funding, and we're beginning to recruit subjects in a couple months to look at a longer term. So parallel this study, we'll optimize the breakfasts compared to what we did here. But we're going to take actually blood draws so we can measure satiety hormones, insulin, glucose, and some other markers. And we'll be giving these children doubly labeled water so we can measure energy metabolism over time versus just a one-day thing. So these are all questions. I think they're very valid points that we are going to look into with our next study.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about the 20% protein in the breakfast and why you didn't go for the 30%, since that seems to be kind of like the gold standard in a lot of the other research. We're talking right now with Dr. Jamie Baum. We're talking about why it's a good idea if your child is a little overweight to make sure they're getting enough protein in their breakfast, because it can actually help them get leaner over time, perhaps. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play your court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Jamie Baum. We're talking about the higher protein breakfast and its effects on resting energy expenditure, fat oxidation, and satiety in overweight children. This is a really important discussion because, you know, you've got parents out there who want to do the right thing by their kids and help them, especially if they're overweight. This is an easy place to start. So, as you said in the beginning of the show, and a lot of the good research that's come out of University of Illinois, quite frankly, about protein, protein synthetic response to protein and so on, they always use the 30% protein of kcals. Why did you use 20? This admittedly is much lower than the standard.
I think one of the reasons we chose 20% is that we weren't sure with this age group if the normal weight children will be able to eat a 30% protein diet. Because even at this level, the normal weight children struggle to finish both breakfasts. And one critique we did have when we were publishing this study was that, the overweight kids are probably overweight because they eat more than the normal weight kids at breakfast. So maybe we should have adapted the calorie content to meet the body weight needs.
Mm-hmm.
So we just decided to start with 20 because it seemed like a reasonable amount based on what kids currently eat. And that's it. Our original idea was to go with 30%, but the worry was that the kids wouldn't be able to finish the meal. And we did have a lot of normal weight kids struggle with finishing the breakfast.
Would you ever turn to a protein supplement, like a whey, combination whey, casein, protein powder to supplement the breakfast meal, or you got to stick with, I know that I think when I read the research that the funding was from an egg group, which I'm all for eggs. I eat 18 of them a day, so tell them that when you talk to them.
Okay.
But do you think that a easier to manage whey protein supplement might work better for kids?
I think that could be one way to get protein in. Food form is also an issue because liquids are less satiating over time mm-hmm. than mm-hmm. whole foods. So,
right.
If a kid has to go to school and focus all day until lunchtime, I could see some sort of combination working out. And, it doesn't just have to be eggs. Like you said, this study was funded by the Egg Nutrition Center. But, it's really about high-quality protein and having a complete amino acid profile. So, if you don't want one egg and two egg whites or two eggs, you could always add, a piece of ham and have a breakfast sandwich or low-fat cheese, yogurt, Greek mm-hmm. yogurt. All of those are options also to include with breakfast. Because all of these are high quality sources of protein. So if a parent is thinking, scrambling an egg, or, some parents don't have access to stoves or ovens, especially in, the region where I live. So it could be a yogurt or a string cheese, things like that are also reasonable substitutions.
Yeah, I like cheese. I mean, I love making – one of my favorite things to eat right now, believe it or not, is I take six eggs and and mix them up and kind of make a frittata out of it. And then I put a cup of reduced fat cottage cheese in the middle and flap it over like an omelet. And that just kind of melts together. It is so good. I go on these runs for a while where I eat the same thing every morning for months and months. And then I kind of fall out of love with it. But that's my new love affair right now with eggs. So.
Yeah. And I think, you brought up a good point. You use low-fat cottage cheese. So I think anyone listening, low-fat cheese is a good source of protein. High-fat cheese is considered a fat.
Yeah.
So really pay attention in what you select.
Do you think we could take away from this research that if it does these great things at breakfast, that we should look at making sure that there is higher protein content of all the meals throughout the day for these overweight kids?
Yeah, I think I think that's definitely something that can be extrapolated from this research, because, you know, I think breakfast is important because it gets them started in their day, but if you don't have a satiating lunch, you know, you're more likely to snack, maybe choose things that are more convenient and with empty calories. So I do think it's something that's important. And, you know, if you look at my plate today, which a lot of schools, I think, follow, you should have a lean protein on your plate. So, yeah, I think it's definitely shouldn't just stop at breakfast.
But is my plate indicative of, are they saying that 20% of your calories should come from protein?
No, they don't talk about percentage of calories. But if you look at the plate, you know, half your plate should be fruit and vegetables and then a whole grain and a lean protein. So I think it's definitely an improvement over, you know, previous recommendations.
Yeah, the pyramid, which was...
so it allows people to visualize it. So if you actually, like, were to have, I think, a meal going by my plate, I think you would reach 30, 30, 40, because you're only supposed to have, you know, a small portion of carbohydrate, which means 30% protein, 30% fat, 40% carbs.
Yeah, and personally, I flip that around. I mean, I'm more of a 40 to 50% protein guy, and I don't know. I guess, you start talking about that, people become scared. They go, it'll damage your kidneys, and, you know.
Yeah, and there's no evidence
for
the individuals. And, you know, I think with kids, they're growing, so they do need carbohydrates as an energy source. So it's a little bit different than an adult situation. So I don't have a problem with children eating carbs. Obviously, the type of carbs matter, but
yes.
Really, I think protein is an overlooked nutrient because it's not as easy. And,
well,
I mean, protein also delivers, you know, B vitamins, iron, and other essential ingredients beyond, you know, the calories.
Well, and then economics play a role here too, because typically proteins are more expensive, and hence why, you know, to feed the masses, we have to grow corn and grain and bread and all that sort of stuff, because the assumption is that, you know, protein is so expensive. But the reality is, as you just pointed out, you know, there's a lot of great sources of protein out there that are not going to break the bank. It doesn't have to be filet mignon. You know, I mean, the cheese
exactly.
And egg. Eggs are cheap.
I mean,
eggs
are
inexpensive.
Poultry is pretty inexpensive. And I think people think you always have to eat chicken breast. You know, chicken thighs, if you remove the skin and you know, trim the fat, it still has the same amount of protein per gram. So...
Well, it's funny you say that, because I have fallen in love with thighs and drumsticks in the past couple years, because the farmer that I buy my chicken from, she does such a great job raising these chickens. The thighs are nice. The thighs of her chickens are as big as the breast meat of lots of conventional chicken producers. And that's a higher purine type of meat that actually is a better muscle builder for those who are interested in building muscle than white meat from chicken breast.
Yeah, so I think there's a misconception about, you know, that you have to only eat fish, chicken breast, and then, you know, sometimes people have, like, a negative opinion of beef and pork, but pork chops are relatively inexpensive. You know, if you look at price, lean meat, pork chops are lean, good
yes.
source of protein. There's so much lean ground beef on the market these days that, you know, I think people used to shy away, I think, from beef, but there's just not the evidence there to support that it has negative health consequences.
No, it's the processed stuff. This, you know, the bologna, the hot dogs, the stuff
which are considered, I think, fats and not meat.
Yeah, good
if
point.
Look at the label.
Really, really good point. Yeah, and if not fats, chemistry experiments. So
right.
When you look at all the other stuff that's in there besides meat, let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, I'd like to know two things.
Okay.
I'd like to know, what did you find most surprising about this research, and also what you'd like both lay people and clinicians to take away from this research. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else? Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. As you heard, we have a new sponsor, Bluebird Botanicals. We've done quite a few shows now on cannabidiol extract and oil. They're using it to treat cancer. They're using it for a variety of different purposes now. And I've gotten lots of emails from people saying, so if I wanted to start using CBD oil, where do I get it? And we found the single best supplier in America. Bluebird Botanicals. In fact, we're going to have a scientist on the show next month. They've just funded a fantastic study using CBD oil. It's going to really be interesting. So check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com. Look for the Bluebird Botanical banner ad and save 25% off using the coupon code. Back to the discussion with Dr. Jamie Bauer.
So when we were going into the break, I said, you know, the two things I really want to know, what surprised you about this research? What gave you that aha moment? Like, wow, I didn't expect to see that.
I think what surprised me the most is that they're really in energy expenditure. There was no effect of protein in normal weight children, but they did perceive that they were fuller with higher protein breakfasts. So that, I think, was striking to me, is that their brains were telling them one thing, but there wasn't a difference in energy metabolism. But we also did this really cool measurement that's not published in this study where we use eye tracking method, and it's used in marketing quite frequently, where we put images of, like, a physical activity, a junk food, a healthy food, and maybe, like, a couch potato type thing all on a screen, and we showed kids these images at each time point. And in general, at baseline, the overweight kids tended to look more at junk food than the normal weight kids. And then after the meal, after the high-protein meals, the kids who were overweight and normal weight tend to look more at the physical activity images rather than the food images.
Wow.
But then the overweight kids reverted back to looking at the healthy foods and more of the junk foods as the closer it got to the four-hour time point than the normal weight kids, who tended to look at healthy foods and physical activity the closer we got to the four-hour time point. So that data will be published soon. It was sort of added on by one of my colleagues. So that, what I thought was really interesting, because it's just looking at eye movements, looking at pictures, and we saw that reflected, sort of the satiety data reflected in eye movements.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's more behavioral. That's really interesting.
So, like, if a kid's going to a pantry, then their eyes may be drawn more to the unhealthy food versus the healthy food, depending on their body type and the breakfast that they had. So that was pretty interesting data.
I wonder if there's a threshold for the normal weight kids to start seeing the added energy expenditure effects of protein. Maybe their threshold is just a little bit higher.
Yeah, I mean, definitely going up to 30% protein, we may see a difference. And then our next study, we are going to modify our diet to have a higher protein level. Our second diet will also include fiber, because I think that's, you know, this study was for a different purpose, just to look at the impact of upping protein levels.
Will you look at the protein synthetic response in muscle, too, in these children to see if, you know, because everybody wants to know about weight. Like we talked about at the beginning of the interview with the baby formula, like, oh, well, they're getting heavier. But if they're getting heavier because of muscle, that's a good thing.
Yeah, but I think, so here, 2 weeks, so our next study will only be about 2 weeks long, because that's how long the isotope will last in the body that we're measuring energy metabolism with. And that's not enough time to see a change in DEXA. And then we couldn't be authorized here at this university to take a muscle biopsy out of a child.
I could only imagine a kid that hold still. We're going to stick this needle in your quad so that we can harvest some of the...
We are going to try having them drink labeled nitrogen so we can at least look at whole body protein turnover, which isn't the same as muscle protein synthesis, but it can maybe allow us to sort of extrapolate what's happening related to body protein.
Okay, here comes a really stupid question, okay? So I'm warning you ahead of time. So the labeled nitrogen, like, so this is just raw nitrogen, like the stuff I throw on my lawn to make it greener?
I've never worked with it before, but my understanding is that it's, you know, you put it in a drink. But, yeah, it's a labeled nitrogen.
Because, so, you know, we talk a lot about building muscle on this show, physical culture, build, you know, that sort of thing. And so... Every year, two or three times a year, I throw nitrogen down on my lawn. It makes my lawn greener. And the whole time I'm spreading it on the lawn, I think to myself, I wonder if I could eat this stuff. You know, we talk about nitrogen turnover, nitrogen retention. We talk about how protein increases nitrogen retention. You know, the whole nitrogen. And I'm thinking, I wonder if I could just start eating this nitrogen. I mean, obviously, there could be some mouse droppings in there, and it's not nitrogen. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I want to eat this stuff out of that bag. But I'm just wondering if just raw nitrogen would have any value in the human diet for those who are looking for performance and muscular adaptation effects.
I would not recommend it. I mean, because nitrogen is also part of ammonia.
Yeah.
You know, so your body could form ammonia, and I think you would just excrete it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that
is true.
I mean,
we're talking about a very small amount of nitrogen in these drinks. And not to sort of, not for the purpose of increasing protein synthesis, but to sort of, they would take it and sort of to see what the protein in their eating is doing.
I can feel a collective, everyone in the audience shaking their head at my question. So I'm sorry, but you know, I'm one of those gym geeks who's always looking for easier ways to add some muscle, you know?
I would say maybe stick with whey protein or, you know, some sort of supplement.
Yeah, no, I do. And I've actually had one of the ways that I knew that I was using way too much protein, I was eating, consuming way too much protein, was when I was living in Phoenix about 5 years ago, my sweat actually started to smell like ammonia.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And I knew, I was like, oh, I got to back it down now. I think I'm just eating way too much protein right now. So
even when it comes to, like, leucine supplementation, because, you know, the literature is all about leucine.
Yeah.
But, you know, we did an animal study supplementing rats with leucine and giving them a high-fat diet at the same time to see if leucine could prevent obesity. But actually, they were fatter and had less muscle than the rats that just received, like, a nitrogen control. So I think because we didn't give the other two branched-chain amino acids, valine and isoleucine, that something became rate-limiting in the body to cause a negative response. So I would never, I mean, my personal recommendation would be not to just take one amino acid. I think there's a reason they're formulated a certain way in protein.
Yes.
So, because I don't think leucine makes you fat. I just think the model that I ran was probably not the best choice.
Alex Leaf has a question. He says, would you consider a more realistic, moderate protein dose of 10 to 15% of kcal, such as what would be observed with cereal and milk?
Would I consider it for what?
For research.
I think, you know, we could, but that's usually our control. I think, you know, this breakfast that we use as a control is quite low in protein.
Right.
But we wanted to pick sort of typical convenience foods or typical breakfast foods that a kid would eat. When I redesign the study, I'll stick with 10 to 15% as the control and around 30% as the intervention.
Yeah. What do you hope parents, first of all, take away from this research?
I hope that parents see that it's not difficult to include protein in breakfast, lunch, or dinner for children. Children will eat eggs, and that, you know, these convenience foods are actually, you know, maybe detrimental to your children's health rather than helping. So they may be a quick fix in the morning as you're trying to get everyone out the door, but it may help their performance at school and, you know, just help with body weight or help improve their physical activity performance by just incorporating a little more protein into the diet.
And then how about, you know, physicians and clinicians who work with children that may make dietary recommendations? You think that they should be saying to parents, look, make sure the child is getting more protein in the diet in the morning especially?
Yeah, I think they should start recommending it. And I think, you know, more and more data is coming out that protein's important and that it can have all these health benefits, not just during weight loss or not just if you're diabetic or exercising, that there, it really does play a role in, I think, healthy metabolism even from a younger age.
Why is that? You know, I'm thinking to myself, why did we have to come to that conclusion now? I mean, my God, if we look at 4.6 million years of evolution, clearly we've, you know, there are certain things out there that just make me scratch my head. You know, no one was telling us, eat more protein. We ate a lot of protein when no one was making recommendations. Now we have people who make dietary recommendations. All of a sudden, we have to look to somebody else to say, oh, you should eat more protein.
I think that's probably, you know, a political issue and a lobbyist funding issue. Obviously, I'm biased because I'm a protein researcher. But when I come together with my colleagues also in the protein field, it's a question we all ask ourselves, because for us, it's like, duh, look at the data.
Right.
Hundreds and hundreds of papers and, you know, quality studies showing this. And, I mean, even the thing that baffles me the most is in the aging population, because it's evident that as we age, I mean, that's accepted fact, that as we age, we tend to lose muscle mass.
Right.
It's just part of the biological process, and that we are less responsive to protein intake, yet we have the same recommendations, you know, as an 18-year-old for people who are, you know, in their 60s.
Yeah, so and they should be eating more protein.
Right. Right. So to me, not even considering changing the dietary recommendations for, you know, an older population, it's just when the science is there, it, to me, it's just, I don't get it.
But. Well, and then you have, you know, look, I have never gone out of my way to tell someone, eat meat. But, you know, we have this whole vegan, vegetarian movement, you know, Meatless Monday. We have it coming from Capitol Hill down, you know, and somehow eating animal protein has become reckless, amoral, suspicious, unhealthy. It's like, are you kidding me? The reason we have gotten as far as we've gotten, if you go back and understand evolution, is because we started to eat animal protein. It changed the trajectory of our brain and everything else. And now all of a sudden meat has become, you know, oh, a horrible thing to eat. That's another silliness. It's just silliness to me.
Well, the first thing you have to ask those people is how many leather belts, leather shoes, and leather handbags they have in their closet.
Well, but you know, I'm with you, Dr. Baum, on that. But there, a lot of them have gotten rid of the leather. But here's what they fail. I put up a meme, and I got a lot of hate mail from people about 6 months ago. It was a picture of a field being prepared for farming. You know, and it was like this huge expanse of dry ground. And I said, vegans never like to talk about the animals displaced and killed in the cultivating of their veggies. So it goes beyond. I don't care if you say, oh, I don't wear belts and I don't buy leather but let me tell you something. When they grow vegetables, they kill animals. It's a part of the, you know, another thing, Carly Fiorina, she said something the other day. I mean, this is not political, but she said, you know, people all want to talk about solar power. Do you know the tens of thousands of birds that are killed daily by those giant windmills, eagles, falcon, everything? And I never heard that before, and I went, wow. So, you know, we want everything to be convenient. We want to love animals. Oh, don't. But you know what? This is nonsense now. And now we're avoiding healthy protein because we want to protect animals.
Right. And, I mean, I'm an animal lover myself, but, you know, I like to eat protein. And, you know, one thing that frustrates me during these messages about Meatless Monday or going vegan is that no one ever educates about, you know, complete versus incomplete proteins.
Right.
And pairing your amino acids. So I think people, I mean, I'm a university professor and I teach a class of almost 600 students when I think half the females become vegan or vegetarian at some point during my class. So I think, you know, they're just never taught about complementary proteins, and you don't have to think that hard when you eat animal protein. It is a complete protein. And so, you know, when you're a vegetarian or you're a vegan, you should plan your whole diet around getting those, making your diet a complete protein.
Right.
To me, if it's your personal belief, and I'm all for that, but I don't like when I get the backlash about animal protein or kids eating protein, or, you know, some of it's just so outdated, like that eggs still cause cholesterol issues or that beef is causing strokes and heart attacks and things like that, because the data is just not there.
Right. No, I'm with you on that.
That's what I find actually really frustrating about being a protein scientist, because I see all the literature that is good, and I rarely see any literature that's bad.
Yeah. Listen, I want to thank you so much for making time to come on the show. It's a very important discussion because kids really need a lot of help today, and especially when it comes to diet. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, so thank you so much for the invitation.
Yeah, take care.
You too.
All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Steve Lapidus from AgeForce to talk about their new anti-inflammatory patch. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today. Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
The secret word is epigenetic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So don't forget, every hour during a commercial break, we give the secret word. It's given during a commercial break, so you have to listen to the commercials very, very closely. And if you hear the secret word, you email it into onair@superhumanradio.com. You're entered for that week's prize. This week's prize is $200 in Quest Nutrition products. You can choose from protein bars, Quest Nutrition chips, and protein powder. But you've got to enter to win. So listen closely for the secret word. Okay. So everybody knows that inflammation is at the root of many diseases today. We can't talk about diseases without talking about inflammation. And my good friend, Steve Lapidus from Age Force. How you doing, Steve?
Hi, Carl. How you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. So your group has come out with a new anti-inflammatory patch. So let's talk about it real briefly. The formula is pretty advanced. It really is. It doesn't have a lot of the run-of-the-mill stuff. It's got some pretty exciting stuff in it.
Yes, yes, it does. And before I get into that call, I want to let you know and our audience know that this is probably the most popular new patch introduction we've ever had in our company. We were just we knew it was going to be a popular patch, but we were just blown away by the response. It's a huge market, and lots of people out there, inflammation from various causes, as you just talked about, this patch is just a very unique approach to fighting inflammation.
Some of the things that I see in the formula that are I have to give you big kudos is the components from ginger, the gingerol and the shogols, which we've talked about on this show for 10 years and how powerful they are in reducing inflammation and cyclooxygenase. But also your salicylic acid, as well as some of the stuff found in boswellia, which is another exciting herb that's a very, very powerful anti-inflammatory, all in this patch. So the nice thing about this patch is if you subscribe to the benefits of any of these individually, they're all in this one patch.
And it's a totally natural patch, and the extracts from these ingredients, and I'll just go through them real quickly, Carl. You've got ginger, turmeric, oregano, holy basil, skullcap, boswellia. And the advantage here is that this is going directly into your bloodstream via the time release transdermal patch. So
right.
there is no degradation in the through the digestive acid or the digestive system, and blocking effect with liver first pass. So we're getting these ingredients directly into the bloodstream. It's interesting about this patch. It takes maybe a week for the formula to build up in your system. And we caution people when they purchase it, don't expect results in the first 24, 48 hours. There's a buildup of the formula ingredients within your system, and the patch really starts to kick in and take hold with benefit 5, 6, 7 days out.
What do people start noticing 5, 6, 7 days out?
Well, the symptoms of inflammation.
So muscle soreness, joint pain, that sort of stuff?
Sure. Absolutely. This is a wonderful, wonderful patch. We are just getting flooded with hundreds and hundreds of emails and the occasional phone call for people telling us that this is just a new day is dawning for them with this patch and their symptoms.
Now, typically,
No, that's all right. No, go ahead.
Typically, the patches that you design have an 8-hour delivery, and then whatever is inside the patch is usually been delivered. Do these also have that same 8 hours?
Yeah. All of our patches are approximate 8-hour delivery patches, where when you apply the patch to the skin, the body heat of your skin activates it, and over a period of 8 hours, and it's a give or take. It's not a. We're not talking about a computer here. We're talking about a patch.
Right.
Give or take 6, 7, 8 hours. Over that time, the formula migrates from the patch through the derma into the bloodstream. Yeah, right. It is an 8-hour time release patch, and this particular patch, we supply 48 patches in a 1-month supply, and the directions for use are one patch 8 hours in the AM, and if needed, a second patch in the PM for 8 hours.
Now.
We feel that
there's nothing in this patch that could keep people awake, so they could take it at night before bed and stick it.
No.
Okay.
There's no stimulant in the patch, we always whenever we send out orders, Carl, you know this. We always suggest, and this is a lifestyle suggestion, that if somebody doesn't want to deal with the patch during the day, they can put it on after dinner or before bedtime and sleep with it, take it off in the morning.
Right. Do you find anybody saying that when they've used this patch for the first week or so, that there have been problems that they have not been able to get results from other anti-inflammatory type products have actually gone away?
You have to rephrase that.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there that use a lot. Like, there's people out there that'll buy fish oil because they'll believe that the anti-inflammatory effects of fish oil will make pain go away that they've been suffering with, and they find out fish oil doesn't work that way. And I'm wondering if people have reached out to you and said, look, you know, I've had this pain problem for so long, and I've taken a lot of things. This is the first thing that's actually worked.
Oh, no question. We're getting those emails, as I told you. We're getting hundreds and hundreds of emails a week with just astounding success stories and people grateful for the, you know, for the relief the patch is giving them. What is most interesting and most topical is that maybe 3 weeks ago, as best as I can recollect, the United States Food and Drug Administration came out with new requirements for labeling for the non-aspirin anti-inflammatories.
Right. Okay.
Pain relievers, whether they be, you know, the Aleves of the world,
Tylenol,
the Advils
all
of the world,
sort of stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that prolonged use may not will, but prolonged use may have some adverse health effects.
They just figured that out after all this time. They just figured it out.
Yeah,
I think
right.
It's funny
now at which makes our natural anti-inflammatory patch so much more relevant.
Right.
I mean, this is a patch you can use forever.
Right.
You know, with its all natural ingredients. So, again, we're just overwhelmed by the response to this patch. And, you actually have right now a Superhuman Radio exclusive.
Yes. They have a buy one, get one free. Right. But they have to go to the website.
That's
you have
correct.
To go to superhumanradio.com. There's a skyscraper banner ad on the left-hand side. You have to click that banner ad or you can't get it. There's no coupon code. You got to go to the website and click the banner ad, and you'll be transported to a special page only available to our audience that will get they will double your order no matter which order you take, which option you take. You get a buy one, get one free. That's pretty cool.
Right. It's a terrific deal, and the banner rotates with some other of your fine advertisers. So,
yes.
But within a moment or two, our banner segment comes up, and again, click on that banner. If you want to order a 30-day supply, we'll send you 60. If you order a 90-day supply, you'll get a 180-day supply, and if you order a 180-day supply, we'll send you a full year supply. And on auto ship, we always talk about this call, on auto ship, we'll send you a 60-day supply every 60 days for the 30-day auto ship price.
And for those of you worried about auto ships, because a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to get on that merry-go-round, I got to tell you something. In all the time that Age Force has been a sponsor on this show, we've never gotten one single complaint from anybody about their auto ship practices. And that's important because a lot of people are afraid to get into auto ships because they feel like, oh, once I sign up for this thing, if it turns out I don't want it, I know what's going to happen. They're going to ignore my emails. They're going to keep billing me. They're going to play the game with me because I've heard that that's what people do. And we've never had one single, I've never gotten one single email from somebody saying, you know, we signed up for the auto ship. We tried to cancel. They billed us anyway. No one's responding. In fact, what I have heard from people is, just wanted to let you know, we signed up for the auto ship, we canceled, he already shipped it, so he let me keep it. We've heard people
right.
say
well,
that.
Well, we try to be consumer friendly. We obviously, like any company, we don't want to be taken advantage of, but, you know, we try to bend over backwards, and the auto ship is a convenience course. So many calls, so many of our 20 patch supplements are every day, and continuous use. So the Autoship is a convenience where you don't have to place an order every month. It comes to you automatically. And if you ever want to stop the Autoship, it's as simple as an email to us. We cancel it, and we email the customer back so that the customer has a record that the Autoship has been canceled.
Yeah.
We don't just rely on the customer's email to us. We want both our company and the customer to have a written record that that it's canceled. And occasionally somebody's going to forget to cancel the Autoship, and they get the order. Oh my God, I meant to cancel this and that. So, we'll offer a 50% credit, or in some instances, keep it if there's a misunderstanding. You know, again, it's strictly, it's meant as a convenience and a low price, and, no more, no less.
And the reality is that AgeForce doesn't have to swindle people to get their money, because they have so many patches that so many people have grown to love. They've got a fantastic customer relationship with all of their clients, and they're not looking to get you for your $39. Let's put it that way. It's a great opportunity.
And that's how our companies Carl, that's how our company's grown. Obviously, we're not a national brand. AgeForce is not a national brand. We choose not to sell our products in stores, in retail stores. So, our growth comes from word of mouth.
Right.
Customers using our product and having a level of satisfaction and telling their friends about it, whether it be the weight loss patch. Hey, how did you lose that weight? Well, I have the AgeForce weight loss patch, and that's how I lost the weight. Things of that nature, the referrals. And, I think in today's world, they call that viral marketing.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Just a peek under the tent, Carl. We have a very interesting HGH secretagogue coming in September.
Oh, wow.
Which will certainly be approaching you to with a new banner to advertise it for us. But this is... there have been HBH boosters and secretagogues out there, whether it be the sprays or pills or what have you, powdered drinks, designed to boost HGH. And typically, some of them revolve around amino acids to stimulate HGH production, what have you. This is a new, very advanced scientific approach to elevating natural HGH levels, and we're finding it is almost as effective. We're calling it injection grade. That's how powerful this is, and that's how it boosts HGH levels. It is not your grandmother's secretagogue. This is one. This is one effective product. We're calling it HGH Maximize, and it'll be out in September, and we'll be advertising it to the Superhuman Radio audience in probably mid to late September.
That's
exciting. We're excited about it.
That's very, very exciting.
Yep.
Go to superhumanradio.com and look for the skyscraper banner ad on the left-hand side. As Steve said, they rotate. There's a few different advertisers, but you'll see a beautiful, predominantly yellow one that says exclusive BOGO order, new AgeForce anti-inflammatory transdermal patch. You click that. That's the only way you can get to buy one, get one free. You must click that. There's no coupon code. You'll be transported to a special page just for the audience where you'll be able to select from four different purchase options, and they will double your order for free. Go there and check it out. As always, Steve, wonderful to have you on the show, brother. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, we'll probably talk to you again in September when we have the new growth hormone secretagogue patch, right?
Look forward to it.
Okay. Take care, Steve. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
leave.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Tomorrow we got the Blueprint Power Hour during the first hour, but the second hour is going to be really interesting. Being keto adapted. You know, a lot of people think taking a ketone supplement is all it takes to benefit from ketosis. But becoming keto adapted is a critical aspect of benefiting from ketosis. And understanding what it feels like, how to get through it, what makes it easier is really important. And so tomorrow we're going to be talking all about, the second hour we're going to be talking about being keto adapted. And I can promise you that it's going to be an interesting discussion, so I hope you can tune in for that. Also, please don't forget, if you are interested in a sample of Crealkaline, the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate supplement in the world, you can get a free sample by going to superhumanradio.com. Bottom right-hand side of the homepage, you'll see a picture of Dr. Jeff Galini. Click that banner, and you'll see a form to send a question to Dr. Jeff. Make the question, can you please send me a free sample of Crealkaline?
I want to try it, and he'll send you a free sample. Make sure you include your mailing address in there, or you won't get it. We had people say, hey, I didn't get it, and it turns out they didn't give us their address, so can't get it to you. So check that out. And, of course, pay attention all week long for the secret word during the commercial break and email it into onair@superhumanradio.com. The winner will be announced on this Friday's Casual Friday with myself and Elisa Profumo, and hopefully it'll be you, because $200 goes a long way in Quest Nutrition products. So check it out. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.